16. The self-driven child, the science and sense of giving your kids more control over their lives. By William Stixrud, Ned Johnson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Self-Driven Child, The Science and Sense of Giving Your Kids More Control Over Their Lives by William Stixrud and Ned Johnson is a book that explores the idea of giving children more control over their lives. The authors argue that when children are given more autonomy, they are more likely to develop into successful, independent adults. The book is divided into three parts. The first part focuses on the science behind why giving children more control is beneficial. The authors discuss the importance of allowing children to make their own decisions and how this can help them develop self-confidence and resilience. The second part of the book focuses on practical strategies for parents to help their children become more self-directed. The authors provide advice on how to create an environment that encourages autonomy and how to help children develop the skills they need to make their own decisions. The third part of the book focuses on how to help children navigate the challenges of adolescence. The authors discuss the importance of helping children develop a sense of purpose and identity, and how to support them as they transition into adulthood. The book provides parents with a comprehensive guide to helping their children become self-directed and successful adults. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The importance of self-directed learning. Self-directed learning is a powerful tool for children to develop their own interests and passions, and to become more independent and self-motivated. It allows them to take ownership of their education and to develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in life. Self-directed learning is an invaluable tool for children to develop their own interests and passions, and to become more independent and self-motivated. It encourages them to take ownership of their education and to develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in life. Self-directed learning allows children to explore their own interests and to develop their own learning strategies. It also encourages them to think critically and to develop problem-solving skills. By taking control of their own learning, children can become more confident and self-reliant, and can develop a greater sense of responsibility for their own education. Self-directed learning also helps children to develop a better understanding of their own strengths and weaknesses, and to identify areas where they need to improve. It encourages them to take risks and to try new things, and to develop a greater sense of self-efficacy. By taking control of their own learning, children can become more engaged in their education and can develop a greater sense of purpose. Self-directed learning can also help children to develop better relationships with their teachers and peers, and to become more successful in their academic pursuits. The importance of self-directed learning cannot be overstated. It is a powerful tool for children to develop their own interests and passions, and to become more independent and self-motivated. It allows them to take ownership of their education and to develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in life. Main idea number two. The power of intrinsic motivation. Intrinsic motivation is the key to helping children become self-driven and to develop a sense of purpose and direction in their lives. It is important to foster an environment that encourages children to pursue their own interests and to take ownership of their learning. Intrinsic motivation is the driving force behind a child's desire to learn and grow. It is the internal motivation that comes from within, rather than from external rewards or punishments. Intrinsic motivation is the key to helping children become self-driven and to develop a sense of purpose and direction in their lives. It is important to foster an environment that encourages children to pursue their own interests and to take ownership of their learning. This can be done by providing opportunities for children to explore their interests, to take risks, and to make mistakes. It is also important to provide positive reinforcement and to recognize and celebrate successes. By doing so, children will be more likely to develop a strong sense of self-efficacy and to become intrinsically motivated to continue learning and growing. Intrinsic motivation is essential for children to develop a sense of autonomy and to become self-directed learners. It is important to create an environment that encourages children to take ownership of their learning and to pursue their own interests. This can be done by providing opportunities for children to explore their interests, to take risks, and to make mistakes. It is also important to provide positive reinforcement and to recognize and celebrate successes. By doing so, children will be more likely to develop a strong sense of self-efficacy and to become intrinsically motivated to continue learning and growing. Main idea number 3. The need for autonomy. Autonomy is essential for children to develop their own sense of identity and to become self-directed. It is important to provide children with the freedom to make their own decisions and to take responsibility for their actions. Autonomy is an important part of a child's development. It is essential for children to be able to make their own decisions and take responsibility for their actions. Autonomy allows children to develop their own sense of identity and to become self-directed. It is important for parents to provide their children with the freedom to make their own choices and to learn from their mistakes. This will help them to become independent and self-reliant adults. Autonomy also helps children to develop their problem-solving skills. When children are given the opportunity to make their own decisions, they learn to think critically and to weigh the consequences of their actions. This helps them to become more confident and to develop their own sense of self-worth. Autonomy also encourages children to take risks and to explore their interests. This can help them to develop their creativity and to become more resilient in the face of challenges. Autonomy is an important part of a child's development and should be encouraged. Parents should provide their children with the freedom to make their own decisions and to take responsibility for their actions. This will help them to become independent and self-reliant adults. Main idea number 4. The importance of self-regulation. Self-regulation is essential for children to develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in life. It is important to teach children how to manage their emotions, to set goals, and to develop self-discipline. Self-regulation is an important skill for children to learn in order to be successful in life. It involves teaching children how to manage their emotions, set goals, and develop self-discipline. Self-regulation helps children to understand their own behavior and how it affects others, as well as how to make decisions and take responsibility for their actions. It also helps them to develop problem-solving skills and to be able to cope with stress and difficult situations. Self-regulation is a key factor in helping children to become independent, responsible, and successful adults. Self-regulation is a process that begins in early childhood and continues throughout life. It is important for parents to provide a supportive environment in which children can learn and practice self-regulation skills. This includes providing clear expectations and boundaries, as well as providing positive reinforcement when children demonstrate self-regulation. Parents can also help children to develop self-regulation skills by modeling appropriate behavior and providing opportunities for children to practice self-regulation in a safe and supportive environment. Self-regulation is an important skill for children to learn in order to be successful in life. It is important for parents to provide a supportive environment in which children can learn and practice self-regulation skills. By teaching children how to manage their emotions, set goals, and develop self-discipline, parents can help their children to become independent, responsible, and successful adults. Main idea number 5. The power of positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement is a powerful tool for helping children develop self-motivation and to become self-directed. It is important to provide children with positive feedback and rewards for their efforts and accomplishments. Positive reinforcement is a powerful tool for helping children develop self-motivation and to become self-directed. It is important to provide children with positive feedback and rewards for their efforts and accomplishments. This can be done in a variety of ways, such as verbal praise, tangible rewards, or even a simple hug. Positive reinforcement helps children to understand that their efforts are valued and appreciated, and that they are capable of achieving success. It also helps to build self-esteem and confidence, which can lead to greater success in the future. Additionally, positive reinforcement can help to create a positive learning environment, where children feel safe and supported in their efforts. Positive reinforcement can also be used to encourage children to take on new challenges and to develop new skills. By providing positive feedback and rewards for their efforts, children can be encouraged to take risks and to try new things. This can help to foster creativity and problem-solving skills, as well as to build resilience and self-reliance. Additionally, positive reinforcement can help to create a sense of accomplishment and pride in a child's accomplishments, which can lead to greater self-confidence and self-esteem. Overall, positive reinforcement is a powerful tool for helping children to become self-motivated and self-directed. It is important to provide children with positive feedback and rewards for their efforts and accomplishments, as this can help to foster a sense of accomplishment and pride in their efforts. Additionally, positive reinforcement can help to create a positive learning environment, where children feel safe and supported in their efforts. Main idea number 6. The need for structure. Structure is essential for helping children develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in life. It is important to provide children with clear expectations and boundaries, and to help them develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed. The need for structure is essential for helping children develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in life. Structure provides children with clear expectations and boundaries, and helps them understand what is expected of them. It also helps them develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed, such as problem-solving, communication, and self-regulation. Structure also helps children learn how to manage their emotions, build relationships, and make decisions. By providing structure, parents can help their children develop the skills and knowledge they need to become successful adults. Structure also helps children learn how to manage their time and prioritize tasks. It can help them develop a sense of responsibility and accountability, and it can help them learn how to set and achieve goals. Structure can also help children learn how to be organized and how to manage their resources. By providing structure, parents can help their children develop the skills and knowledge they need to become successful adults. Main idea number 7. The importance of play. Play is essential for helping children develop their creativity and imagination, and to become self-directed. It is important to provide children with the freedom to explore and to engage in activities that are meaningful to them. Play is an essential part of a child's development. It helps children to develop their creativity and imagination, and to become self-directed. Through play, children can explore their environment, learn new skills, and develop their problem-solving abilities. It also helps them to develop social skills, such as cooperation, communication, and negotiation. Play is an important way for children to express themselves and to learn how to interact with others. Providing children with the freedom to explore and engage in activities that are meaningful to them is essential for their development. It is important to create an environment that encourages play and exploration, and to provide children with the tools and resources they need to engage in meaningful activities. Parents and caregivers should also be mindful of the types of play that are appropriate for their children's age and development level. Play is an important part of a child's development, and it is essential for helping children to become self-directed and to develop their creativity and imagination. By providing children with the freedom to explore and engage in activities that are meaningful to them, parents and caregivers can help to foster a healthy and positive environment for their children to grow and learn. Main idea number 8. The power of relationships. Relationships are essential for helping children develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in life. It is important to foster an environment that encourages children to develop meaningful relationships with their peers and adults. The power of relationships is undeniable. Relationships provide children with the opportunity to learn from others, to develop empathy, and to build trust. They also provide a safe space for children to express their feelings and to explore their identity. Through relationships, children can learn how to manage their emotions, how to resolve conflicts, and how to build meaningful connections with others. Relationships also provide children with a sense of belonging and security. When children feel connected to others, they are more likely to take risks, to explore their interests, and to develop their own unique talents. Relationships also provide children with a sense of stability and support, which can help them to cope with difficult situations and to develop resilience. It is important to create an environment that encourages children to develop meaningful relationships with their peers and adults. This can be done by providing opportunities for children to interact with others, by teaching them how to communicate effectively, and by modeling positive relationships. It is also important to provide children with the tools and resources they need to build strong relationships, such as teaching them how to listen, how to be respectful, and how to resolve conflicts. The power of relationships is undeniable. When children are surrounded by positive relationships, they are more likely to thrive and to reach their full potential. By fostering an environment that encourages meaningful relationships, we can help children to develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in life. Main idea number 9. The need for self-care. Self-care is essential for helping children develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in life. It is important to teach children how to take care of their physical and mental health, and to develop healthy habits. The need for self-care is essential for helping children develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in life. It is important to teach children how to take care of their physical and mental health, and to develop healthy habits. Self-care can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating a balanced diet, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that promote relaxation and stress relief. It is also important to teach children how to manage their emotions, build positive relationships, and develop problem-solving skills. By teaching children these skills, they will be better equipped to handle the challenges of life and be more successful in the future. Self-care also involves teaching children how to recognize and express their feelings in a healthy way. This can include teaching them how to identify their emotions, how to communicate their needs, and how to cope with difficult situations. It is also important to help children develop a sense of self-worth and self-confidence. By providing children with the tools they need to take care of themselves, they will be better equipped to handle the challenges of life and be more successful in the future. Main idea number 10. The importance of resilience. Resilience is essential for helping children develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in life. It is important to teach children how to cope with adversity and to develop the skills and knowledge they need to bounce back from difficult situations. Resilience is an important life skill that can help children develop the capacity to cope with adversity and to bounce back from difficult situations. It is essential for helping children develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in life. Resilience can be taught through modeling, teaching, and providing support and guidance. It is important to help children understand that they can learn from their mistakes and that they can use their experiences to become stronger and more capable. It is also important to provide children with the tools and resources they need to develop resilience, such as problem-solving skills, communication skills, and emotional regulation skills. By teaching children how to be resilient, we can help them develop the skills and knowledge they need to become successful adults. Resilience is also important for helping children develop a sense of self-efficacy and self-confidence. When children are able to cope with adversity and bounce back from difficult situations, they are more likely to believe in themselves and their abilities. This can help them develop a sense of self-worth and a belief that they can achieve their goals. Resilience can also help children develop a sense of optimism and hope, which can help them stay motivated and focused on their goals. By teaching children how to be resilient, we can help them develop the skills and knowledge they need to become successful adults.